Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. U.S. Senator Tina Smith took to the Senate floor Thursday to remember the victims of the Annunciation Catholic school shooting and demand gun law changes. The Minnesota Democrat asked those across the political aisle to come together to find answers to common sense gun issues.
I believe that if we don't try, nothing will ever change. And so I ask this body to listen to the words of people, not political people, who are pleading for change, who are asking us to pray by moving our feet and to take action.
The mass shooting killed 2 students and wounded 21 others. Investigators say the guns were purchased legally by the shooter. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison's leading the fight for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to resign as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Morrison says RFK Jr. is putting Minnesotans and Americans' health at risk with his decisions.
There needs to be a point in which we all stop and say, this is unequivocally disqualifying. We cannot be complicit in letting political ideologues take over our scientific and public health institutions.
She says RFK Jr. has repeatedly undermined evidence-based public health guidance and is putting our country in serious harm. The White House and U.S. House want to eliminate a grant program that helps build and repair affordable housing. Elizabeth Glidden with the Minnesota Housing Partnership says the state received $16 million in home funds last year.
This is a program that has been helpful. It has been important to Minnesota, and we believe that we have a big problem with more need for affordable homes than we're able to provide, and eliminating this program will harm our goals as a state.
Glidden says the House 2026 fiscal year budget zeroes out funding for the home program, but there is still funding in the Senate budget. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has launched its Fall Color Finder map. Spokeswoman Sarah Burhaus says the map is updated every Thursday afternoon and can be found on the DNR's website.
One of the cool aspects of the Fall Color Finder is the public can participate. We have a spot there where people can share their photos from their fall color adventures out on state lands.
Burhaus says you can also sign up for weekly fall color updates through the DNR's website. And the Las Vegas Aces extended their winning streak to 13 games with a 97-87 victory over the Minnesota Lynx at T-Mobile Arena. Asia Wilson scored a game-high 31 points for Vegas. Natisha Heidemann led Minnesota with 22 points off the bench. Courtney Williams scored 14, Alana Smith added 13, and Nafisa Collier finished with 12. The Lynx play Golden State Saturday night in San Francisco. This is MNN.